previously on Algoa FM Breakfast.
President Cyril Ramaphosa says his government is committed to supporting the South African motor industry. Ramaphosa says it's a major employer, providing jobs for nearly 500,000 people across the supply chain and needs to be taken seriously. Ramaphosa said government stood behind the motor industry and was working to update the New Energy Vehicles White Paper, which sets out the transition to cleaner cars. The White Paper said the president would not exclude hybrids and plug-in hybrids and would have subsidies to accelerate consumer uptake of electric vehicles. The CEO of state-owned oil company PetroSA says its CEO, Xolile Sizani, has been suspended. He's only been in the job for 8 months, but will remain suspended pending the outcome of an investigation. Are we set for round two of the BHP takeover attempt at Anglo American? A report in London's Financial Times says that BHP's CEO Mike Henry, Chief Development Officer Catherine Raw, visited South Africa last week. The FT says they met with government representatives and the Public Investment Corporation. The PIC holds 7% of Anglo. No comment at this stage from either of the companies, but the FT quotes an anonymous banker as saying that it's an open secret BHP is considering whether to make a bid. Reserve Bank Governor Lesetse Kganyogo says we have an opportunity to achieve permanently lower inflation and therefore permanently lower interest rates. That, he says, is if we lower the 3-6% inflation target range, which has been in place for 24 years. Speaking at Stellenbosch University and quoted by Bloomberg, Kganyogo told his audience that executed effectively, a lower target could be achieved at little cost, just as we moved inflation to 4.5% at little cost. And on the subject of interest rates, Momentum has warned that we should not expect them to return to pre-pandemic levels in the next year. Nonetheless, Momentum, quoted by BusinessTech.co.za, says factors influencing monetary policy decisions have improved globally and domestically since April. On the markets, the JSE All Share closed last evening up 0.2%, the Top 40 up 0.3%, London's FTSE up 0.7%. On Wall Street, the Dow up 0.4%, another record high there, but the S&P 500 ended just beneath flat and the Nasdaq just above. Tokyo this morning up 0.4%, Hong Kong up 1%, Sydney down just under 1%. The US dollar has firmed to 108 against the euro. The rand's also picked up, 17.64 to the dollar this morning, 19.12 to the euro, 22.97 to sterling. Gold's at a record high, 2,709. Platinum, 999. Bitcoin, just over 67,600. And Brent crude oil, $74.50 a barrel.
Algoa FM Breakfast is the business.